The corporate media is far more important than the average American thinks, but they're not nearly as important as they think themselves. Because they really underestimate the ability of people to see through their BS. They actually think that there's some big drug out here that we could just keep taking over and over again and not really pay attention. I think the drug that we really need to detox from is called Walmart, which of course is always part of the problem. But we are in a struggle for the health of our democracy. We're in the fight for our lives. And I don't believe our democracy can endure without a free and balanced, and I would argue, a progressive media, because our whole democracy has been hijacked, stolen, and corrupted. And the media is kowtowing to sensationalists like Rupert Murdoch, who I find quite scary in what he's done to news because of the impact of Fox. While everybody is now trying to out-Fox Fox, the same way the Democrats are trying to out-Republican the Republicans. What we have to do is name this media oppression that is happening to us. Media oppression that violates Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, because we have a right to the information accurately and necessarily that affects our lives. This is a human rights violation that we're talking about. But we also recognize that just because they want to oppress us, just because they want to silence us, just because they want to ignore our hundreds of thousands of letters to the FCC, just because they want to screw us, there's no reason we can't screw back. Because that's the only way you get to enjoy it. Well, that's the only thing, you know, otherwise getting screwed without screwing back doesn't work for me. I think that's what defines us as social justice activists, because everybody in America gets screwed. We in this room are the ones who screw back. That's the only difference. So we need to continue to build a movement we started in the early 1990s. When they were first organizing to pass the 1996 Telecommunications Act, I remember getting a call from Don Hazen at the Institute for Alternative Journalism, and he pulled us together, those of us who are alternative media activists, and organized two national media and democracy conferences that tried to fight the 96 Act. We lost, but we didn't stop working, and we didn't stop organizing. And now we need to build a national media and democracy movement, because we have to do three important things, I want to say in closing. First of all, we have to address media ownership. We have to have, as the commissioners call, an impact on the ownership of media, the licensing process, the permit renewal process. We even have to have an impact, and I hope this doesn't scare you, on the selection of commissioners. We need to know whose corporate interests are they representing when they get these positions to spend our tax dollars. We have to talk about the lack of racial and gender diversity in media ownership, and I'm also talking about political diversity, because as we've learned from Powell 1 and 2, they may be our color, but that don't make them our kind. So we have to make sure. And even if we lose the vote of June 2nd, we won't give up. Right now, I think there was probably somebody in the telephone industry who 30 years ago didn't think that all these baby bells would exist either. So we can put pressure on breaking up monopolies too. And that's what we have to do. Clear Channel doesn't have it all that way, their way. We can screw back. We're going to have to build pressure on media owners to be responsive to our needs. Just today, by the way, we won a great victory, in case you haven't heard. There was pressure put on MCI to fire Danny Glover because of his speaking out against the war as their representative. And MCI announced today that they were continuing Mr. Glover's contract through 2004. So our pressure does work. We can put pressure on media owners. And we have to expose that they are protecting their economic interests in not reporting this type of story. The problem that the corporate media has is not how to stay profitable or how to stay in business, but how to stay in journalism. Why are they not here? Why are they not here? I don't know if they're arrogant, avaricious, cowardly. See, when you're an activist, you can call people all these names. I don't get paid by none of them. On the question of content and diversity, we really are going to have to challenge the lack of political diversity, move beyond question of race and gender, question of who represents the voices of people whose body count doesn't matter to the U.S. government. Who represents those voices? They can track every American service person, and they can't track the number of people they're killing in Iraq or Afghanistan. Every human being has the same human right, and we have to tell them that. It has an impact on who's making editorial decisions, who decides which voices are heard, who decides whose human rights are ignored. This is the question we have to have an impact on as a media democracy movement. And to do this, we're going to have to link all of our social justice movements. As a matter of fact, we need to create the media rights wing of the human rights movement that talks about our right to information as a human right. This is not something that you can sell away through a licensing program, because human rights are not for sale. Then, in real closing, I want to say that for those, all of you who signed the list outside, and if you haven't signed it already, we are going to be calling for a meeting of the Atlanta Media and Democracy Coalition. We're going to build a long-term movement. We're not just going to fight for the June 2nd, a delay of the June 2nd vote. We could still lose that vote, but we could also commit to always be here watchdogging their activities, making sure that our voices, our opinions are heard. And really, we might have to take a lesson from South Africa, because something about all these missing votes that weren't counted, all those missing bodies that aren't counted, all those missing media spaces that aren't being counted, make me believe that, like South Africa, we might have to build a free America movement. Thank you.